in a building or an edifice, you can only kind of embrace the person sitting next to you. But here you get to share with everyone, not only here in the room, but also anyone that is listening in on the radio. And we thank everyone listening in on the radio for your willingness to share this Sunday morning service with us. I did ask Lynn to play a song, which she just got, I think, from Teddy Poppy. She's over in Fresno at the Course in Miracles Revival there. And the song is called Crowded House. I only ask that this moment be free from the past moment. And that pretty much is right in line with what our topic is today. It just sounded perfect when I heard it. I said, wow, you know, please play that this morning. And she says, I will. Turning this mic back over to you, Lynn. Thank you so much. And by the way, listening to you and Louis for the last couple of hours has been wonderful. Just wonderful. Just warms you right up. Turning this mic over to you, Lynn Johnson.
Take the road forgotten, don't leave me here. Oh, please let me stray far from familiar.
Live each moment free from the last. Isn't that living in a present love, living in the eternal now? Wow. Yeah, we're going to see more of that in our theme this morning. Right now, I do have a few announcements that Holy Spirit brought to me this morning. First, I want to mention that, you know, if you're like me, you really wanted to go to that March 1st and 7th conference down in Baja, California, with Regina Dawn Akers, John Mundy, Gary Renard, and maybe Maria Filippi. I think she's there. Obviously, let's see, who else is there? I'm not really sure. But that did cost $1,700, and I tell you the truth, if I was totally free, I would really go. Not because it's cold up here in the Northeast, because I would just love to just be there. Wow, on the Gulf of California there, in those warm, tepid waters, sipping on my drink while I'm listening to Regina and all the people. I think that David Hoffmeister is there as well. Yeah. Okay. Microphone is reverberating. Okay. I hope this is clear. So that is the first. Oh no, that's not the announcement. The announcement is that you can now watch it from the comfort of your warm home wherever you are for $97. It's going to be live streamed, so you can watch the entire conference, and even if you don't want to watch it live, you can always have it recorded. And you can watch the recording. So that's the announcement. It doesn't cost $1,700. It only costs $97. Wow. And it's just like a virtual being there. You're virtually being there. You're sipping on your own drinks. You're sitting in your own. Wow. You can't beat that. That is really a virtual bargain. Really, it is. $97. Wow. Thank you so much for bringing that to our attention, Regina. Let's see, the other announcement is the 2015 Fall Retreat, which is in Colorado Springs, a little bit closer to where we are. And the first weekend, which I think is October, Friday, October 30th through Sunday, November 1, a weekend being with Jan Frazier. And then it's going to be Sunday, November 1st through Friday, November 6th, a week within with Regina Dawn Akers. Wow. So you can have any one or all of these together. You can spend the entire time. And finally, there's the Friday, November 6th, with Bentino Massaro, November 6th through the 8th, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, all at, and I'm sure that, Bob is putting up that link, the retreat in Colorado Springs. Yes, that is so true. And I guess my third announcement I'm just going to make is don't forget the retreat. The retreat is something that Awakening Together is building somewhere in the Pueblo, Colorado Springs area. And it has gotten a lot of donations so far. If you want to donate to this, and I'll give you what is on the site when you go to the thing called Envision With Us. Even if one lives in this world, one must go into solitude now and then. It will be of great help to a man if he goes away from his family, lives alone, and weeps in loving devotion for God, even for 3 days. Sri Ramakrishna. Thank you, Bob, for putting up the donate to the retreat center. Such a worthy cause. And so easy, you just send a check, if you wish, to the address in Pueblo West for Awakening Together. They're on Stallion Drive. And just mark on the outside for the retreat center, and that's earmarked for the retreat center. So I know, you know, even if you never use it, I know that one day I will use it. Even if you never use it, you are providing an opportunity for people to enter into that retreat that, in truth, all must kind of take a walk in solitude to be with oneself, away from the familiar idols that we have come to worship very close to home. Okay, I think those are the three things I wanted to talk about. I guess one more thing is, if you haven't registered for this Course in Miracles conference in New York, it's still $550. Goes to $600 next Sunday, March 1. Regina is one of the presenters. Do, when you go there, say you heard it from Awakening Together, and Awakening Together gets financial credit, and that's another way of helping Awakening Together. So if you haven't registered, this is a good time to register. There's going to be 27 presenters. I'm going to be one of the presenters, along with Lisa Natoli and so many others. So, yes, Barb just put up that link too. Barb, thank you so much, Barb. And Barb is doing double duty today. Not only is she the admin, as she always is here, but she's going to be my reader. And I'm just about to call on her to do a reading. I just called on her, I think it was just yesterday, and said, would you be my reader? And so she's going to be reading from one of my all-time favorite lessons, lesson number 50, which we just completed this week. I am sustained by the love of God. And, you know, you love it when Jesus starts off something with, here is the answer to every problem that will ever confront you today, tomorrow, and throughout time. You say, wait a minute, let me read more. So here is Barb DeWater reading the entire lesson. Thank you so much, Barb. This mic is all yours.
Thank you, Doug. Can everyone hear me okay? You can put a yes in the room. Great. Thank you. Thank you. Doug, you took my thunder away. You started the lesson early. Okay, so the lesson for today, the reading for today that Doug asked me to do yesterday is lesson 50 from A Course in Miracles. And not a super long lesson, but it's a beautiful one. So, lesson 50, Course in Miracles, is I am sustained by the love of God. Here's the answer to every problem that confronts you today and tomorrow and throughout time. In this world, you believe you are sustained by everything but God. Your faith is placed in the most trivial and insane symbols. Pills, money, protective clothing, influence, prestige, being liked, knowing the right people, and an endless list of forms of nothingness which you endow with magical powers. All these things are your replacements for the love of God. All these things are cherished to ensure a body identification. They are songs of praise to the ego. Do not put your faith in the worthless. It will not sustain you. Only the love of God will protect you in all circumstances. It will lift you out of every trial and raise you high above all the perceived dangers of this world into a climate of perfect peace and safety. It will transport you into a state of mind which nothing can threaten, nothing can disturb, and nothing can intrude upon the eternal calm of the Son of God. Put not your faith in illusions. They will fail you. Put all your faith in the love of God within you, eternal, changeless, and forever unfailing. This is the answer to whatever confronts you today. Through the love of God in you, you can resolve all seeming difficulties without effort and in sure confidence. Tell yourself this often today. I will say it again. Through the love of God in you, you can resolve all seeming difficulties without effort and ensure confidence. It is a declaration of release from the belief in idols. It is your acknowledgement of the truth about yourself. Twice today, morning and evening, let the idea for today sink deep into your consciousness. Repeat it. Think about it. Let related thoughts come to help you recognize its truth, and allow peace to flow over you like a blanket of protection and surety. Let no idle and foolish thoughts enter to disturb the holy mind of the Son of God. Such is the kingdom of heaven. Such is the resting place where your Father has placed you forever. That's the end of the reading. Thank you, Dove, for asking me to be the reader, and I'm going to turn the mic over to Dove again. Thank you.
All right, thank you so much, Barbara Water, for accepting on such short notice. And yes, thanks. I think Jay reminded me, or it was actually you, Barb, who said, geez, that was quick turn over the mic. I did forget that I did not mention Awakening Together's purpose and core values. I'm going to do that right now. Basically, our purpose is that we are an assembly of equals joined in common purpose, awakening to one true self within an appearance of many faiths, many cultures, many symbols, but we seek to discern one truth and to rest in its embrace. Rest in its embrace is just about the exact same thing as you're just reading here from Lesson 50, such as the resting place where your Father has placed you forever. Of the five core values, which I pretty much always say they are all the same, to me at least, they all come from the same source, the same truth. I've selected number two, which is we realize that everyone is equal, and no one has been given spiritual intuition that is an authority over the spiritual intuition of others. So that does speak about our equality. We live this value by listening to each other, respecting each other, and allowing each one to be where he or she is. And that's the second of the five core values. All right. You know, lesson number 50, which caps off the first 50 lessons, and I always call it the Alpha and the Omega. It's the Omega, because the Alpha is nothing I see here means anything, which is lesson number 1 and lesson number 50. It's such a comforting lesson that nothing in this world that I have worshipped or given meaning to has any real value. That, as a matter of fact, I am totally, totally sustained by the love. That lesson kind of reminds me of another lesson that speaks about resting, you know. And also says that this is the answer to all your problems. And that's lesson 109, I rest in God. And even though we go through a course many times over many years, you know, and we come to those lessons that seem to be a panacea, a way in which we can just let go and let God, somehow we keep coming back year in and year out, and we know that, you know, we still go through some of the same stuff. Kind of reminds me of that song that Paul Simon kind of made famous in last Sunday night at the Saturday Night Live 40th anniversary. I'm still crazy after all these years. Yeah, it's been almost 40 years since I started the course, and you still go through your, I'm talking about myself, of course, going ballistic and getting upset over nothing, and you know, why is that? You know, why do things like that happen when, you know, I am sustained by the love of God? And simply all I have to do is rest in God. For He has placed me in this place to rest. And I have all those other things that I can actually say, you know, like, you know, Holy Spirit, I put You in charge of my request. You know, whatever it is I need, I know that You're going to give it to me. And, you know, let me step back and let You lead the way. And I know that all You're going to do is lead me to peace. You know, how come it's not all that peaceful? Well, on the way to this weekend's topic, and I assure you that on Friday I didn't have the topic that we had for today. The topic for today is total trust. Total trust is the choice for completion. It's the choice for completion. That's our topic. And that just really came to me just a little before I sent out the email last night, Saturday evening, which I do. Otherwise, it was going to be a different topic. It was going to be something like, being complete is a no-brainer or something like that. And then something came up on Saturday night. Let me share the story here. I've been purchasing special water from GNC, the health food store, GNC Stores, and it's agua water with a 9.0 pH, which is very helpful, and supposedly cancer cannot live in a pH plus environment. And as it happens, my wife Suzanne loves the taste of the water, and you know, so geez, I ordered by the case. So I ordered a case, second time I've ordered a case of 12 bottles, and it took a little bit longer than usual. Usually it takes 2 or 3 days to arrive, and this one took about 5 or 6 days. And I eagerly opened up the case, and there was a jumble of bottles. Some of them, actually, they're in plastic. Some of them are almost crushed. Which sounds ridiculous, but it's true. And there wasn't 12 bottles, there was only 7. So I knew I had to call GNC and tell them that they sent out a case of that didn't have the perfect 12 bottles that I ordered. There was only 7, 5 were missing. And somehow I did know that, you know, the person would make good, you know, and they did, so that wasn't the problem. But I noticed how my mind was working. She asked me what the order number was. She asked me what the order number was. And I looked at the packing slip, and I noticed that the order number had been literally cut out. It was like cut out by, it wasn't torn out. It was like a scissor cut out. I started saying, you know, the order number is not clear. It's been cut out. And my mind started working overtime, and I started thinking, well, you know, maybe whoever it is doesn't want to be traced back to them or whatever. And how do I know that she said, I'm going to send out a brand new case of 12. You know, you'll be there in 3 days. We're sending it FedEx, you know, it's all handled. I said, thank you so much. But my mind is still working, and I'm saying, I go in and look at the bottles. You know, maybe the water has been tainted. Maybe somebody did something to the water. I can't even use these 7 bottles. And I can see fear coming up in me. You know, where's all that rest in God? Where's all that I'm sustained by the love of God? Where is all that stuff? You know, can I just use one of those lessons right now? And then it occurred to me. It occurred to me that it's my distrust that's causing me all the upset and the anger and not feeling too good about it. I'm not really living in the peace of God. I'm not really sustained by the love of God. I'm going through, whatever I thought I gotta do, I don't gotta do. Yes. Susanna right here says it was fear. Yeah, I was going through fear. And why was I going through fear? And what came up for me is like Holy Spirit just put it right into my mind. Lesson 181, Lynn Johnson's favorite lesson. And the first of the 20 most powerful lessons in the Course, as Jesus says, the last 20 lessons, any one of these lessons is the entire Course. It says that. I trust my brothers who are one with me. I trust my brothers who are one with me. Now, you know, I've been tiptoeing around that, you know, like I kind of, when I use the word tiptoeing around that, I always think of Regina Dorn Acres saying that the Bible was sitting on her, on that desk in her home, and whenever she went by, she kind of tiptoed around the Bible. Just like I tiptoed around chapter 29, section 8, the Antichrist. Well, you know, I know it's there, but I don't really have to read it right now. So I went to take a look at lesson 181 and said, wait a minute, you know, this is the bane of my existence right now. It's like I am somehow not really trusting my brothers. And of course, you know, that was the guy who's always talking about trust, right? T-R-U-S-T, to rely upon Spirit totally. Well, probably, it's easy to rely upon Spirit totally. It really is. It really is. You just have to say, you know, I don't have to know what to say or what to do. He who sent me will direct me and give him what to say and what to do. And, you know, for those people who have been practicing coming to the microphone over many weeks, months, years, that is a very natural thing, is to recognize that Spirit will give you every thought, every word. And that's kind of, at least for me, it's kind of easy at this particular point. But wait, is that the same as I trust my brothers who are one with me? Is it really? Well, let's take a look at what it actually says here. And this, the first thing I saw was this very short sentence, a four-word sentence. And you know, when he gives you a two, three, four-word sentence, he doesn't want you to miss it. Perception has a focus. Really? That's the first time I read that. And now, of course, I had heard it before, and it went in one ear and out the other. Perception has a focus. It is this that gives consistency to what you see. Change but this focus, and what you behold will change accordingly. Your vision now will shift to give support to the intent which has replaced the one you held before. Remove your focus on your brother's sins, and you experience the peace that comes from faith in sinlessness. This faith receives its only sure support from what you see in others past their sins. For their mistakes, if focused on, are witnesses to the sins in you, and you will not transcend their sight and see the sinlessness that lies beyond. So what is that really saying to me? Well, I really can't enjoy all of the benefits, all the rewards of studying A Course in Miracles or practicing the Course in Miracles or living A Course in Miracles unless I'm willing to see my brother as myself. Because as long as I'm looking at my brother and seeing anything less than equal, that he has the same loving nature as I am, as I see myself, has the same loving heart, has the same beauty that God has given to all, I must be seeing him as less. And I, therefore, my own halo, which I like to think of as innocence, gets to be a little rusty. And I'm really always speaking about myself. So, even though I like to say that I am complete, you know, I actually gave a course here, thanks to Awaken Together, I gave a course on completion. You can say, I am complete. I choose to be here now. only in the now, and nothing in the past, nothing in my sleeping dreams can taunt me or hurt me. I choose to rest in God right here, right now. You will be torn out of that resting place the moment you see a brother as less than you, as unequal, as not having the same nature. Because immediately you're putting the guardian who protects you from being hurt, your defense mechanism. Yes, you can call it the ego if you wish, but it's really a defense mechanism. And if I defend myself, yes, I am attacking myself. Because in truth, we are immune. You cannot know the love of God unless you are teaching immunity, unless you're teaching that nothing in this world that I have made can touch or hurt the pure, holy, innocent, sinless, perfect child of God. And unless I see my brother as the same, having the same nature, and I have nothing to fear, and I can let go of that armature that I carry with me to defend, to protect, what is it that I think I need to defend or protect? So we can talk about being here now and living in the now, but you'll notice, you'll absolutely notice that you can't really just hang out in the now. Unless, of course, unless you're willing to recognize that your brother is with you and to include your brother, all of your brothers and all of your sisters in the now equally. Yes, you can't go home without all of your brothers and sisters. That's why he says, you know, before you ask about knowing God, get to know your brothers and sisters, and then he will come to you. Yes, he will come to you once you are in total trust. It's not just partial trust where I trust those who are members of this community or this family, but to be able to look at any member of God's family and know that in truth, we are of the same nature. That we are all given all that the love of God has to give. So when it says, I am sustained by the love of God, all are sustained by the love of God. All are included in that circle of innocence, in that circle of sinlessness, in that circle of atonement. Yeah, it was even pointed out to me today, I'm going to go there if I can, by Lynn Johnson. She was saying, you know, in chapter 6, section 2, the alternative to projection, which happens to be one of my favorite sections, but I pretty much always look at paragraph number 5. But she pointed out paragraph number 3, and she spoke about one of my favorite topics, if you spot it, you got it. And she says, yeah. That's what it says in the Course. It says, yeah, where does it say that in the Course? It says it's in chapter 6, section 2, the alternative to projection in paragraph 3. So that was only about a half hour ago I went looking at it, and this is what it says. Yet projection will always hurt you. It will always hurt you. It reinforces your belief in your own split mind. And its only purpose is to keep the separation going. Its only purpose is to keep the separation. In other words, I'm choosing not to be complete. I'm choosing to live on that horizontal axis where this moment is really not free from the last moment. I'm telling my story. You know, my story of I can't trust my brother. You know, he may have tainted the water. Yeah, the poison that I might be drinking isn't in the water, you can be sure. it's in my own mind. It's always coming from my own mind. Yeah, projection will always hurt you. It reinforces your belief in your own split mind, and its only purpose is to keep the separation going. It's solely a device of the ego to make you feel different from your brothers and separated from them. The ego justifies this on the grounds that it makes you seem better, quote unquote, than they are, thus obscuring your equality with them still further. Projection and attack are inevitably related because projection is always a means of justifying attack. Anger without projection is impossible. Can you imagine that? I'm wondering why after all these years I'm still crazy. Still crazy after all these years. Anger without projection is impossible. Well, as long as you're projecting, anger will come up. Resting in God is just words. You're not resting in God if you're still perceiving and projecting. The ego uses projection only to destroy your perception of both yourself and your brothers. The process begins by excluding something that exists in you, but which you do not want, and leads directly to and excluding you from your brothers. Now, so what is that thing that I do not want? What's that thing that I do not want, but I see in my brothers? Would you believe it's that same five-letter word? Trust? Yeah, he's telling you, you know, you're not really afraid of your brothers. You're really afraid of your own mind. You don't even trust the love of the mind of God. You're even afraid of God. How can you possibly feel totally free when you say, I am sustained by the love of God, when the fourth and greatest obstacle to peace is the fear of God? That somehow he has to change. I have to point the way to him, telling him how to see me, when he knows me perfectly, loves me wholly and fully. I don't have to tell him what to do. I simply have to be willing to develop total trust in what I am. The final what is question, what am I? Starts off, I am God's son, God's holy son, complete and healed and whole, complete and healed and whole. But that completion can only be experienced when I am including. Inclusion is really what we're speaking about, all equally in that holiness, in that completion. You can't go home without all of your brothers and sisters. All are included equally in that circle of innocence, in that circle of atonement, in that circle of sinlessness. Just moving a few paragraphs up in the same chapter 6, section 2, paragraph 5 has always been my favorite paragraph because he actually gives me the answer here to something that I was looking for in this 1,300 pages for years and years and years. Like, you know, you keep talking to me about atonement, accepting the atonement for myself, but how do I accept the atonement for myself? That was like a perennial question that kept coming up, and I kept looking and looking and looking and looking. Well, actually, you can't find truth in a book. Books are words, symbols, and concepts. God doesn't create words, symbols, and concepts. You can't find yourself in a book. But you can find yourself in your brother. Remember, every encounter is a holy encounter. as you see him, you're seeing yourself. As you treat him, you're going to be treating yourself. And as you think of him, you're going to be thinking of yourself. You're either going to find yourself or lose yourself in your next holy encounter. Leave no brother without giving him salvation. So I'm just going to read that paragraph 5, which basically unlocks what atonement is, at least as I see it for myself. The Holy Spirit begins by perceiving you as perfect. So the Holy Spirit is never fooled by form, never fooled by what somebody is saying or doing, by behavior. He sees the truth. True perception is seeing your brothers and sisters as perfect. Holy Spirit begins by perceiving you as perfect, but knowing that this perfection is shared, he recognizes it in others, thus strengthening it in both. And here's the doozy. Instead of anger, this arouses love for both because it establishes inclusion. There's that wonderful word, inclusion, which is the exact opposite of exclusion. If you're in this world and you can't trust your brother, you are just simply excluding your brother from salvation, and that's impossible. You only can exclude yourself. Perceiving equality, the Holy Spirit perceives equal needs, and this invites atonement automatically. I'll repeat. This invites atonement automatically because atonement is the one need in this world that is universal. To perceive yourself this way is the only way in which you can find happiness in the world. Now listen up for this next line. That is because it is the acknowledgement that you are not in this world, for the world is unhappy. So you can talk about being happy in this world all you want, but true happiness is knowing that I am in this world dreaming, but I am not of this world, and I never left home. This is a journey without distance. I am resting in God. I don't have to believe in any of this illusion of differences, which my eyes show me, projections, which are only made to weaken. Yes, it does take total trust to include all, to be a choice for total completion. And yes, to choose completion is to live in the moment, free from the last moment. You don't have to keep going back and worrying about things that you should have done, could have done, people that you still need to forgive. No. All are included right here, right now, in this eternal now, in this present love. Wow. Thank you so much, Holy Spirit, for this sharing. Thank you all for listening. Anyone listening on the radio, thank you. And I'll be turning this mic over to you, Lynn, for a little music. And this is an opportunity. Barb Duarte will put up the link for donation if you'd like to give and share something material for what it is that you are feeling in your heart, which is filled with the love of God. You are sustained by the love of God, and to help with the building of this organization. Thank you so much. Turning this mic over to you. And I'll say to anyone who is on the radio, you can't see the link that Barb is about to put up, but you can go to awakening-together.org, and on the menu bar at the top on the far right, you'll see the word donate, so you can do the same thing from wherever you are. Thank you so much, Barb DeWater. This mic is all yours. I mean, Lynn Johnson, this mic is all yours.
sun does rise in my Savior's eyes, in my Savior's eyes, and you have finally come, but you were always here. I cannot find my fear in my Savior's eyes, in my Savior's eyes. Savior's eyes, and you have finally come, but you were always here. I cannot find my fear in my Savior's eyes. Savior's eyes.
All right. Thank you so much for that lovely music. For those people who can't see the board, it's In My Savior's Eyes, In My Savior's Eyes from Mitch and Friends. From this is a CD from Endeavor Academy. Let's go over one of the key ideas here, and then I'm going to turn this mic over to anyone who wants to share maybe something you heard, you're inspired to share. So we have the next 15, 20 minutes to do that. What I'd like to do is look at the words, perception has a focus. And you find that in lesson 181, which is, I trust my brothers who are one with me. And let's take a look at why, which maybe I didn't really go into in depth, but let's take a look at it in depth right here, right now. You look within, and you have two teachers, because we have a split mind. And one part of our mind has no idea of who we are, what we are, doesn't care who we are, what we are, doesn't trust us, views us at best, from suspicious at best to vicious. And we're looking at that side of our mind, we will project that out onto our brothers and sisters, because we'll look at them at best suspiciously and say, well, I can trust them as far as I can throw them. And I don't want to see that part of myself as rusty halo, unworthy, full of deception and deceit. But we'll project it out onto others and see them that particular way, because I really can't trust them. I mean, they may have tainted the water. How do I know that they're not out to poison me, hurt me? Now, as long as I'm teaching that I'm a victim of this world, and this world is something that cannot be trusted, even though I'm assured over and over in this course that the world I see is nothing more than an outside picture of an inner condition, that I'm really always speaking about myself. If I can't trust myself, I'm listening to a teacher that doesn't know me, doesn't trust me, and yet I'm projecting that out onto others. So as long as I see sin or distrust is just another word for fear, I will have the guardians of protecting me from what? I don't know. Protecting me so I don't get hurt anymore. I don't want to die. I see myself as a body. I'm identifying myself with this small, little, weak, vulnerable thing that can not only be hurt, it can be threatened, it can be attacked, it can be destroyed, and I don't want to allow that to happen. And if that's the teacher I'm using to see my brother, you can be sure that I can do this course morning, noon, and night, and it's not going to make one iota of difference. I'm still living in fear. So even though it says you are sustained by the love of God, I really don't know what that means. I have no idea what that means, because when you're living in fear, you have no idea what the love of God is. But I have a choice. And this is exactly what it says. Perception has a focus. It is this that gives consistency to what you see. If I want to see my loving self as love created, perfect as itself, and extend that and see that perfect love in my brother, and to know that he has the same nature as I am, as God created. Where is the fear now? Where is the fear now? There is nothing to fear. Notice that's lesson 48. Two lessons before you get to lesson 50, I'm sustained by the love of God. So as long as I'm afraid of my brother in any way, you can be sure I'm listening to a teacher, a guidance system. And, you know, we don't blame the guidance system. We put it there for our protection, you know. That was a natural thing to do in a place that was full of unknowns. People love to call the world a mystery. It takes a fearless spirit to live in the mystery. But if you're full of fear, you're not going to have, if you have any fear, you're not going to have a really good time. You may pretend, you may be the great pretender, put a smile on your face and say everything is okay. But if there's any fear in your heart, if you see a brother as less than, you're not receiving God's blessings. You're not receiving God's blessings. Even though you are blessed, you don't feel it. You don't receive it. So with that, I now about a quarter after, we have 15 more minutes. I do want to say, is there anyone here that might want to share anything that may have come up for you that you're either inspired or you have any thoughts that, you know, love to hear from you? That's really how we awaken together, that we are all equals. Love to hear from anyone at all. Thank you so much. I'm going to just open this mic, just pick it up, and we'll see what happens. Okay, a little pause there. I'm just going to go to the next paragraph in Lesson 181 and just take a look at it, because I did underline it last night in very bright yellow. And this is what it says. And what we saw an instant previous has no concern for us within this interval of time wherein we practice changing our intent. We seek for innocence and nothing else. We seek for it with no concern but now. So, the focus that I'm using to see my brother, remember, perception has a focus. I can use the focus that focuses on guilt, on sin, on untrustworthy, on being less than whole, healed, and perfect. Or I can give what Jesus calls the charity of Holy Spirit to see my brother as standing at the end of time, which we all are, looking back, holding the hand of Holy Spirit and Jesus, smiling and laughing at it all, reviewing what has been done, and knowing that none of it really meant anything at all. So which focus am I going to be using? The focus that sees the purity, the light, the love, or the one that sees the rusty halo, the crown of thorns? Which one do I want for myself? Because whatever I see, I'm asking for myself. It's just that simple. I came across an article yesterday, which was put out by Liz Cronkite, ACIM mentor. And she said something that I thought was worth sharing here. And what it says is that at the end of this lifetime, you're either going to take a look at your life as one in which you chose to help the dreamer of the dream, as Ken Wapnick says, in this whole cockeyed universe, the only thing that's real is the dreamer of the dream. That you either enabled and contributed to the dreamer awakening, or you contributed to the dreamer to keep on dreaming. And that is really what you will look at in the final look at your life. Did I help in the awakening process, or did I hinder it? Nothing else really matters, literally. Nothing else really matters. Okay, again, anyone want to share anything at all? Anyone?
My settings were not on the right settings, but I'm sorry. Okay, I'm going to repeat that. I came across something from Liz Cronkite, the ACIM mentor. She used to teach here, and she was saying, you know, at the end of life, the only thing that will really matter to you is one of two things. Did I help awaken the dreamer, or did I hinder the awakening by keeping and delaying the awakening in time? That kind of reminds me of that line that not too many people say they want to understand, where he says, delay in eternity, that's nothing. Delay in time, that's tragic. So I'm either delaying in time by connecting last moment to this moment, living in a story, a serial story on a horizontal time axis, to delay time to keep the time going, or I'm willing to be free of this last instant, which is enabling the awakening now, the awakening to the eternal now. So am I the one that is the awakener? Am I enabling awakening, or am I here to hinder the awakening? I So I did repeat what it is that you couldn't hear earlier. So I'll turn this mic over to anyone who wants to share. The idea that I'm here only to be truly helpful obviously is really what Liz Cronkite is speaking about. We're either helpful to the awakening, or we are, which means we're being helpful to our own healing, or we are hindering the awakening. And the way we hinder that awakening is to stay in time, to believe the things of this world, to believe in the differences, to believe in different genders, different religions, different paths, thinking that well, my path is not the same as their path, so, you know, my path is a better path, right? Well, not really. Actually, all paths are the same. All paths lead home. All paths lead home. Yes, it can be said that some paths speed up time, that save time, bring on a time collapse. That's what a miracle does. It encourages a time collapse. But all paths are... all things are lessons love would have me learn. All things are lessons God would have me learn. So it doesn't really matter what path I'm on. We are all of the same basic nature. So I determine whether I'm seeing sameness, equality, and your willingness to see the same nature in your brothers and sisters who also want to awaken from this dream. Oh, yes, it may not look like they want to awaken. Of course, the ego is very quick to alert us that they're not sharing the same interest as you. They're off doing their own thing. No. Just think of your own life, of all the times in your own life that you were doing your own thing too. And then one day you came to your senses and says, you know something? There must be a better way. And you only come to your senses after you go through all the pains and the hurts, and you fall down 7 times, but you get up 8 and you say, is there another way? Yes, there is another way, and we're all on that way home. We're all home, period. I am God's son, whole, healed, and complete. All right, I see Cheryl Kaplan. Thank you so much, Cheryl, for joining us. Cheryl Kaplan has a retreat coming up in September, I think, right close by my own home. I'm one of the presenters there, along with John Mundy and Lisa Natale. Cheryl, this mic is all yours. If you just, if you're on a Windows, just put your finger down on the control key and the mic will pick up. If that fails, just kind of write in text what it is you want to say. Cheryl, the mic is yours.
Okay. Thank you, Dove. So what I was sharing is, I was looking at lesson 181, the introduction part. And it just, what came up for me is it says here, words alone cannot convey the sense of liberation, which their lifting brings, but the experience of freedom and of peace that comes as you give up your tight control of what you see speaks for itself. Your motivation will be so intensified that words become of little consequence. You will be sure of what you want and what is valueless. So, you know, on the topic of what we're speaking, that just kind of came out on the page to me. 'Cause I know for me sometimes it's just a knowingness. I just feel the sense of knowing that I am not a body. However, it's try to get my head wrapped around that. I just have to really go into that trust mode that I'm here for a reason. I have a purpose. And God, please lead me the way. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much for that. And as you were sharing, it reminded me that, yes, I know that I am trusting. You know you're trusting when you realize that you have received everything that you need. Something like from the words from the Rolling Stones, you don't really get what you think you want. Somebody here last night said, it was Louis Conciliator who shares with Lenny, who says, you know, I'm so glad that I don't get what I want because I would be so into so many directions, so distracted, because what you want are just the distractions. But you always get what you need. You're always supplied. You're always given exactly what you need to fulfill the function that you have come here for. The lessons are given to you. Whatever that you need to sustain you is given to you. And that is total trust, but total trust must include my brother in that total trust. Just trusting in God, that sounds great, but that doesn't keep you from going ballistic. What keeps you from going ballistic, getting upset and angry at every little thing that seems to annoy you, is your willingness to see your brother as yourself, to see the sinlessness, the love, the kindness. Yes, your brother is perfect and kind as God gave him all that he is. There is no cruelty in God, there's none in me, and there is none in my brother. Lesson 170. Thank you so much, Cheryl. We're just about at that particular time. If anyone else wants to share, just please just say yes, and I'll turn this mic over. We certainly have a whole hour ahead of us. We have what's known as our Fellowship and Social Hour, which I hope maybe somebody like Barb DeWater will head it up. I would really appreciate that. I know that Lynn says that she won't be able to today. I'm going to be back on here tonight at 8 o'clock, where I'm on the fourth or the last Sunday of the month. This is the last Sunday of the month, and I know a few of you might say, well, gee whiz, tonight's the night of the Oscars. And yes, yes, even if you are watching the Oscars, that's okay. Remember, even though they give only one Oscar to each category, even the losers are winding up with a gift bag of $167,000 worth of gifts. So there are no losers. There are only winners once you realize that you can trust your brother who is one with you. You can trust, and that is worth more than money can buy. Money cannot buy total trust. Money cannot buy total trust. All right. Anybody, last call but it's not really the last call, it's really the first call for our fellowship hour. Anybody want to lead it? Anyone who feels that they would like to make this their contribution to leading an hour of power right here at Awakening Together, please say so. And if not, well, we'll see what Holy Spirit has in store for us. We never know. We never know what anything's for. Tonight, of course, you do have Regina Dornakis on at 7, with the 7 Steps to Enlightenment. Wonderful hour. And, well, it's a full day. Sunday is always a full day on the schedule. So, anyone want to take the mic at all? And if not, well, we could play a little music. We can even play that Rolling Stones song if I can get my Windows player to play. Oh, yeah, tonight is Reverend Yolanda also at 9 o'clock. I think Lynn will be playing some Reverend Yolanda. Awakening Together, I see Lynn, this mic is all yours.
What I see when I look into your eyes tells me who I am. that I might relay the truth about myself and you. When I look back at where I've been, the dream, it seems serene. And desolation was all around. That was the only thing that I could feel. I thought you were another on a path apart from mine. Then I raised my head and looked into your eyes. And the love that's all you are and all you've ever been just reaches out to me and takes me home. So many roads we've all walked down, seeming to go nowhere, all came together in the end to that raw highway that takes us out of here. I wandered alone and friendless, my heart filled with despair, until I opened up my eyes and finally I saw you there. But I thought you were another on a path apart from mine. Then I raised my head and looked into your eyes, and the love that's all you are and all you've ever been just reaches out to me and takes me home again. Brother standing on the road, you think I'll just pass him by. Remember what he offers you. Open your heart and let him come inside. No one can live here alone. In heaven all souls are joined. My brother is none other than myself, and no one will be left behind. But I thought you were another on a path apart from mine. Then I raised my head and looked into your eyes, and the love that's all you are and all you've ever been just reaches out to me and takes me home.